You're listening to BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. It's time for the breakfast grill. Today in the studios, I have with me Mr. Sørenholm Jensen, who's the managing director of Carlsberg Malaysia. Welcome to BFM. All right, let's start with maybe an overview. Before we get to Malaysia, let's talk about what's happening on a global basis. How is Carlsberg doing? The economic slowdown already starting to affect production business?
On a global scale, definitely things are changing also in our industry. There's a typical thing that beer is seen as one of the more recession-proof industries. There's been many, many crises over the last decades where beer has proven to be one of the least hit industries by recession. But we are beginning to see signs of it, particularly in Europe and also in Western Europe, but also in Eastern Europe. And Carlsberg gets majority of its business on a global scale from the European markets.
Is happening in Russia really having that big an impact?
Well, Carlsberg is fortunately in a very strong position in Russia. We are by far the market leader and have been outperforming the market for many years. The Russian ruble has been devaluating the last weeks, and that is obviously a big issue and problem for a company that gets a significant part of its earnings in rubles to repay some of our debts that's in euro. So that is a global challenge for the group.
There was a lot of concern with jobs being cut right around the world, but particularly there was a lot of unhappiness with the closure or the plans for the closure of Leeds, the Tetley, plant in Leeds, a brewery in Leeds. People say that was the wrong thing to do. Your competitors, however, the smaller breweries around the area were like, hooray, we'll do better now.
I'm not 100% up to date on our English business. I've been out in Asia for 5 years, but the Leeds Brewery is a beautiful brewery. It's made hundreds of years old. I've been there several times myself, but it's right downtown, and it's from an era where beer brewing had to be very close to all the customers. Of course, these days, beer is an industry. It has to make economic sense. So having an old brewery right downtown by the river in Leeds is not economically feasible anymore. So across the whole brewing industry, a lot of the larger industrial scale breweries are being moved away from town centers to better areas for industrial production. So I think it was bound to happen at some point in time.
All right. Okay, you said you're more comfortable because you've been down here in Asia for 5 years. Let's talk about Asia now. There was talk initially about plans for acquisitions in Asia. Is that still going to happen? You're going to take up the Foster's beer unit?
Well, first of all, it's not for sale yet. At least that's where we were. But we just heard that Kirin has put in a bid for the San Miguel the beer arm of the San Miguel in the Philippines, which has been rumored for a long time. So that's an interesting new move that definitely some of us will be talking about over the next few days. Acquisitions are not off the record, the plans for Carlsberg, but Carlsberg made the biggest acquisition in Danish history was done in all the Danish business history was done by Carlsberg, and it came through on April 28th when Carlsberg took over a big part of the Scottish and Newcastle brewery. And that, of course, a lot of that was done via a rights issue, but another big part was loan financed. So now Carlsberg has a significant interest-bearing debt. So, of course, the funds available for major acquisitions are rather limited. However, we've been very active in Asia over the years, forming many joint ventures, doing several acquisitions. So we are always on the lookout, and there are funds to finance some acquisitions. But we will not be a major player in the short term, I believe, for major acquisitions in this region.
So when we're not going to see any more Luanheng-type situations or even like Cottingham's in Taiwan?
Those were minor acquisitions, and they were done by the local Carlsberg Malaysia. Carlsberg Malaysia is majority owned by Carlsberg in Denmark, but listed in Malaysia as well. So that was a local acquisition done with our local funds, and both those joint ventures were rather minor. They didn't have material impact. Right. So therefore, Carlsberg, both in Malaysia and across the globe, can finance several of those. So that's definitely not off the cards.
All right. So no big challenge for you then. That's why you're able to be in Taiwan, oversee Taiwan, as well as here in Malaysia, you think?
Yes. One of the reasons we went into Taiwan is because we have some spare capacity at our brewery. We used to supply the Singapore market from here. But due to various tax regulations, different duty systems, that has been moved from us, which unfortunately has cost us some revenue and profits because that was a good business for us here in Malaysia. But on a group level, it was the right decision. But that means we have some spare capacity, and there was an available market in Taiwan, which we now serve from here.
All right. Let's talk a little bit about timing. Carlsberg was just coming up in 2008, had a fairly good year, I think, with the products and in terms of revenue, having come out of a rough patch, mainly due to the restructuring that was going on. So having come out of that, prospects are looking good, and then now we hit this financial crisis. What's that done to the business? You're smiling, but I don't think it's all happy.
We think we've had a good year. We think the second part of 2007 things started to look a bit better. 2008 has certainly been a pretty good year for us. Although by losing the supply to the Singapore market, we definitely had a big challenge as a business. But in spite of that, we've been able to grow the important KPIs of the business. Mm-hmm. We've not announced our fourth quarter yet, so I'm speaking in more general terms.
Sure. Third quarter was only down marginally, right?
Third quarter was down marginally, but upon a very strong quarter the previous years.
Yes.
And considering we did not have the Singapore business anymore, we were quite happy with our third quarter and the year-to-date performance by then. Of course, things are looking different now. They're looking different on many aspects. We are, of course, fearing that the economic slowdown, which I must say, I think so far Malaysia has fared better than most countries. The banking sector here definitely shows much stronger than in many other countries. There's still a trade surplus. So I think the country is fairly well positioned in these tough times. But definitely consumers will be looking twice at what dollars they spend. The non-necessary categories will be hit. And for the beer industry, although we typically, as I mentioned before, are more recession-proof, we probably will see some people going a little bit less out. So they might not necessarily consume less, but they might take home for home consumption instead of going out to restaurants and bars. We haven't seen the real signs of that yet. I must say, so far, we are not deeply pessimistic. We are sort of balancedly optimistic. And
that's because Chinese New Year is coming up.
And Chinese New Year is coming. It's a very important season for us. A little bit unfortunate timing this year. It's normally better when it's in the early parts of February due to people's available funds and so on. But we're still, and our new Chinese New Year campaign is all about positivity. So we've played around with the Chinese characters to say that with Carlsberg, what could be a tough year, we believe with Carlsberg there is a chance of a little bit more positive outlook.
Yeah, I've noticed that's about Carlsberg. It's always positioned itself like to this time around, as you said, positivity. Prior to that, it was like the best things in life are shared, drawing on the emotions. I think there was also the marketing campaign to draw on the history. Carlsberg, in fact, the brewery itself here, I think, has become a real landmark. People pass by it every day. The Carlsberg story in the print ads, I think, was an effective campaign.
Yeah, that was we're very proud of that. That's a locally developed campaign. Sometimes we use our global campaigns in the local market, but this was a campaign developed for the Malaysian market by a Malaysian agency with our Malaysian people here. We're very proud of that. And a lot of other markets are now looking at that campaign and thinking it's good. And the early feedback we're getting from research is really good. It's connected with the fact that we've been trying pretty hard to rejuvenate the Carlsberg brand. Carlsberg is the number one beer brand in Malaysia and has been for many years. And as always, with someone who's been around the block for a long time, there's ups and downs. And we have been through a little bit of a rough patch in the last 6 to 7 years. But we're beginning to see a little bit of improvement in that. And one of the things we did was we launched a new design of our bottle,
yes.
A very innovative design, we believe. And together with that, we then launched this new, we call Carlsberg Stories, with a sign-off called Nice One. Sort of a very daily kind of thing, that Carlsberg really is about the good things in life. Not necessarily the big things, but the everyday good things in life. And so sort of a contemporary, rejuvenated look of Carlsberg, and so far it's proving to work.
All right, I'm talking to Søren Holm Jensen, the Managing Director of Carlsberg Malaysia. Let's talk a little bit about something you mentioned earlier, concern about what's happening with the current financial crisis. It's affecting establishments. Now, in Britain, they say 5 pubs a day closing down. Even the off-trade position in terms of the supermarkets and things, they're feeling a lot of pressure to compete. Woolworths problems, I think brands such as Tesco's supermarkets and all are really re-looking how they're positioning themselves. So how does all this impact on a company like Carlsberg, your on-trade where you have your sales in drinking establishments where they may be, well, falling and or closing, so completely closing that off. Then you have your off-trade position where supermarkets are going to say, we're going to offer discounts, so we're going to pass them on to you, thank you very much. How does that affect your margins?
It's definitely a challenge for margins. As I said before, we are not yet seeing consumption slow down. We are still seeing a relatively good offtake. But margins is, of course, is probably a higher concern for us. We've not yet seen a large degree of closure of on-premise outlets. And our industry is more than 70% of consumption in Malaysia is in on-premise, and only 30% is for take-home, which is quite the reverse of many European markets where the supermarkets, hypermarkets dominate. In most Asian markets, and including Malaysia, it's typically the on-premise. And we've not yet seen a big degree of closure or a lower purchase by account, which is a good sign. Of course, it doesn't mean it's not going to happen. It could very well be. The margin pressure, however, we are definitely seeing. All our customers are putting more pressure on. There's a high growth in the multinationals here. You mentioned Tesco. There's many others that are growing here. And of course, as they feel the squeeze, they would like to pass that on to their suppliers. And Carlsberg is a major supplier to them. So we are definitely feeling that. I think, though, we have a very good working relationship with all of them. There's a reasonable good degree of understanding that both have to survive. So I think so far, again, we are not deeply pessimistic. We are wary that the situation is going to get more challenging and we will need to take precaution. But so far, 4 to 5 months into the financial crisis, we're here in Malaysia. We're feeling the squeeze, but we're not yet screaming.
Well, that's the long, cool Dane in you who is being...
maybe.
All right.
BFM 89.9, the business station.